We have our own drama here at Kid Craddock in the Morning. This is far more interesting. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it must involve JC because he's got a smile on his face like a Cheshire cat.
Huh? You are so fortunate that you are listening right now to hear this.
Okay.
This is like you hit the jackpot.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know, neither, Kelly.
I know.
Nobody knows this, Kelly.
This is that moment in time where only I have the info, and I'm so just overwhelmed and puffy with good feelings about it.
You're puffy with good feelings.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not puffy with any feelings.
So JC and Kinsey are at the mall having dinner.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving dinner.
We went to the mall. We went shopping a little bit, and we got a little hungry.
What day was this, Friday?
It was the day we got it, Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yeah. So you're at the food court.
Yeah.
You get some of that delicious brown rice that you're famous for eating.
Mm-hmm.
And you have something in your mouth, and you can tell there's something in the rice, but you still swallow. It's like one of those last-minute deals.
Right. Mm-mm. And then once I swallowed the rice,
freaking out like, oh my gosh, that must be some. There was some foreign object in my rice.
But instead of spitting it out, I decided to swallow.
Yeah,
because I don't know why my mouth just decided to do that.
It's a decision made daily by millions.
So if we go back about a week when we went on the kids trip, I may have had a little bit of Laffy Taffy. And what do they tell you at the dentist not to have when you have a crown? They tell you not to eat the Laffy Taffy.
Now, a crown is a fake tooth that goes on top of the tooth that used to be there or something?
No. But when that came out, it was with, like, the cement thing.
Yeah.
So I messed up bad because I really pulled it.
The Laffy Taffy made the crown loose.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing to do. Right.
All right, so what we're hearing now is that you
are at fault.
Swallowed your crown.
Oh, man.
Those are expensive.
How much was
that
crown?
Like $2,000.
Yeah, about two, maybe $3,000.
Was it the temporary or was it the permanent?
No, Kelly, it was the permanent. The for reals crown.
$10,000?
No, not $10,000. About two to three, maybe. Okay.
Yeah,
maybe.
I have one. I have one on a tooth as well.
Let's just say
I don't chew anything over there, though.
I'm still paying it off.
So JC calls the dentist, say, I know my only option is to go get a new one. And they're like, well, not your only option.
Why? You stick your finger down your throat and throw it back up.
No.
You don't do that.
Okay.
Because it can go in your... I've learned that if you ever swallow anything and you try to puke, it can go in your lungs.
So you got to wait till you poop it out?
They want you to...
And then put it back in his mouth.
Oh.
Well, you can sanitize it, but it's gross.
You heard me.
Oh, wow.
JC. JC is waiting around to poop out a tooth so he can have it put back in his mouth.
Come on, you put it like that, man.
That's what you're doing.
I know that's what I'm doing.
You're waiting for a tooth poop.
So you got
to... Poor Kinsey. Every time I kissed you from that point forward, I would just think, wow, you poop in your mouth.
No, I didn't.
So you gotta look at it and inspect it once you do it and... Oh,
no.
Well, what they told me.
It would take me a month to pass that thing.
I know. I know it would. I thought it would be done by now, but it's... Man.
It hasn't come out yet?
No.
What if it has and you missed it?
Wait a minute, guys. What's the latest on this dental excremental experiment? What's the latest?
So what I was advised
to
do...
dental excremental. That's pretty good.
This is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
What I was advised to do...
Poop in a bag?
Was to get bags.
Yeah.
Every time you poop, you have to hold a bag there.
Oh, guys, I don't want to talk about this.
Didn't you used to pee in a bottle?
Yeah.
I don't care how cheap I am.
He pees in a bottle and poops in a bag.
I wouldn't do it. I would have to buy a new one.
So they tell you to do that, and then eventually, hopefully, you will find it.
Hold on. Kelly, you're the cheapest person I've ever met in my entire life.
I would never put a poop tooth in my mouth.
I think you would.
Ever.
I think you would.
That's gross.
It was $2,000, and nobody knew? If you didn't blog about it?
Nope.
Well, now I don't want to
do it. JC will.
No.
I don't want to because everybody's going to look at me like I'm poo mouth.
I would pawn something to pay for it. I would not.
Well, what do you have going on right now? Because it's bad when you have an empty whole tooth right there.
Uh-huh.
Where is it?
All right, back here.
Oh, leave it empty.
No.
I mean, nobody
can
see it.
Then
I'm excited to see your eating grin. That'll be
cool. You can't leave it empty because then that root will get infected again.
Well, can't you do a root canal on it and just get it?
Yeah, I got the root canal down, so it's done.
Or a poop canal.
But I still need it.
Wait. Missing teeth all the time.
Are you talking about doing a root canal in the butt area?
No, I'm just saying leaving the hole there. Okay. It's all the way in the back of his mouth.
No, because I left a hole there when I had a temporary crown fall off and I didn't go back and I had to get another root canal.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow, another root canal.
If it's where you can't see it, I would look into my options of not even getting another tooth.
It's definitely where you can't see it.
I already paid for this thing.
Well, you blew it.
It's too bad it wasn't Al.
I'm a pooping machine.
Have you been doing any laxatives to try and, expedite the process?
They tell you not to do laxatives.
Why?
Jenna, because he has to poop in a bag. You don't want laxatives.
Oh. Yeah, but it's easy to see it that way.
Use some softener, dude.
Just like liquid.
Use some softener.
And then Kinsey's sister.
We shouldn't be talking.
Kinsey's sister comes over yesterday, and she goes, to the bathroom, and then she comes back out holding my bags.
Yeah.
And she goes, what are these for?
Shut up.
And I'm sitting there going, I was going to change the trash in the bathroom.
JC.
At least they weren't used.
No, of course not.
This is a terrible development.
It's horrible. And I can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I can't go anywhere because I can't do this.
You can't poop in a foreign bathroom.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
So I get stuck at home all weekend building cribs and furniture.
I would be a little, I don't know. I'd be taken back if I was in the bathroom at Applebee's and some guy is rifling through a poop bag.
Yeah, waiting.
Packaging up.
Siphoning. Yeah.
That tube and the.
I just do the Tebow and pray that it's going to be over soon. But it's not.
Do the Tebow.
Yeah, just get down to on my knee.
Yeah.
You gonna make a video and put it on YouTube?
That's why.
I guarantee you there's a channel with that.
Followed by white guy laugh.
I mean, JC, truthfully, let's think this out a little bit. He were to find the tooth.
Yeah.
Do they, you take it in?
No, you're supposed to
put it. To the dentist?
Yeah.
And they bleach it?
Right. You put it in a little, in a cup with
It's never clean enough.
Half chlorine, half water. Let it sit there for a couple minutes.
You just happen to have chlorine laying around the house?
Yeah. I'm Mexican.
You know how we all have a double standard
Mexicans have chlorine?
Yeah, that's what we clean with, don't you?
Okay.
Clorox.
Kelly, you know how we all have a double standard? It's
That's bleach.
Bleach, my bad. That's what I meant to say.
If you have a bodily function, it's gross. If I do, because it's me, it's not, right? It's how we all think. What if I swallowed the tooth? Would you put it back in your mouth?
What?
Oh, I see what he's saying.
You swallowed it?
Yeah, what if I somehow swallowed that tooth?
No.
So the fact that it's coming out of your own body
makes
it okay?
I guess.
To me.
Okay, look.
To me, it's not okay.
It's been done before.
It's been back there in the storage area, the back.
Look, I've dropped things in the... We've all dropped things in the toilet before and reached in to get them.
No, I haven't ever.
And then washed them off.
I
have.
Yeah.
I've dropped like a ring in there before and I've gone in to get it and done the same thing and washed it off and I'm going to keep it.
You put it in bleach and you're set. Boom.
Nope. But this goes in your mouth
once it lands on Poop Island, it belongs to Poop Island.
And then it's embarrassing because I got to go to the dentist office where all these people know me and I've been there for 3 years and I got to hand this thing to them and they know what happened.
Here's where you made a mistake. If you were planning on going through with this, you should have never said it on the air.
Yeah.
Now it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Every time a listener meets you, they're going to want a picture of your poop tubes.
I would have done this in complete privacy.
Heck yeah.
You can't do it now.
No, JC, you don't have an option.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. It's done. No, you're not spending
$4,000 again. No,
JC, you shouldn't have told it.
Are you JC from radio?
Yeah.
Let me see your crap crown.
You shouldn't have told it.
It's fine. It's going to.
You shouldn't have told it.
Oh, so you decided.
We're going to have the discovery on Kid TV.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
You've decided that you're going to get it and clean it and put it back in.
It's already done.
Yeah, it's already done.
It's already done. He's decided. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been already putting all this effort towards it.
Yeah.
So what effort?
Yeah.
What is the turnaround time on that in the body? Do we have any idea? That was Wednesday.
I got scared.
Dude, it's Monday.
I know.
That's 4 days.
But he's probably got all this pressure on him now.
No pun intended.
But yeah. Now he probably can't. Pressure.
It's like traveling. He can't go.
They said it could be up to like 90 hours or whatever, which I'm sure.
90 hours? Yeah.
This might be the moment in our friendship that I look at you differently from this point on.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if you find it and it's not yours?
It is.
That'd be hilarious.
So embarrassing.
Which one is it?
The guy cooking the rice's tooth fell in too. What a coincidence.
Yeah.